Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cam's a unique player. I mean, Cam's the MVP of the league. You're talking about a really good football player. Now, does he have some problems and limitations? Yeah, no doubt. The whole rhetoric about, well, he couldn't fit into the Patriots, that's just a crock. He could fit in well there, and Josh McDaniels would be able to utilize his skill set. Remember, the Patriots believe we're going to do what's best for the player, not what's best for our system. If they signed Cam, hypothetically, they would run an offense that was tailored around the strengths of what Cam didn't do. That's just called good coaching.
That's our buddy Mike Lombardi. That was back on May the 14th, and that really struck us because just a few weeks earlier he talked about how the Patriots really liked what they were seeing with Jarrett Stidham. So it's great we get the opportunity to check in with our buddy Mike Lombardi. He joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Mike, hope everything is well.
Everything's great. Happy 4th of July week. Hope you guys are good.
Same to you. So do you believe anything has changed in Bill's feeling about Stidham, or was it just the fact that they could get Cam Newton at a veteran minimum? Why not? There's nothing to lose here.
Yeah, I think that is, or any time with Stidham to change one way or the other. But that being said, this is the perfect way to continue to develop Stidham, allow him to come in and compete with Cam for the job, and let's see what Cam can do. But, I mean, how do you not take the MVP of the league in 2015 on a minimum contract when you look around the league and teams are paying Jared Goff $35 million, you know, Mike Glennon, whatever they're doing? I mean, it's kind of bizarre. So this is exactly why you do it. You do it because it improves your football team.
Now, you we're talking about the 2015 Cam Newton, but based on what he's done the last 2 years, what are your expectations for him this year?
Well, I think the 2018 season, when he was 6-2 before he hurt the shoulder, he was having a better season than the MVP year. I think if you go back and watch those games and watch him play, he was really, really good. Now, since then, he tried to play through a bum shoulder. I don't know why he did, but he did. He's lost eight games to start. The last time he won was November of 2018. But you're talking about a uniquely different kind of player. I don't know if you've ever stood on the field with him, but he looks like a defensive lineman. He's huge, and he's got great ability to make plays in the red zone. He's got ability to run with the football. And the most important thing, I think, which will interest Josh the most, is that on third down, he is really good. He's got 182 career touchdown passes, and 61 of them have happened on third down, which is kind of remarkable.
So, Mike, if these two guys, that's Cam Newton, right, taking a physical, if he checks out the ankle, shoulder, whatever, just the ankle is okay. Let's say both these guys are healthy. Who's the starter week one?
I think, you know, I don't think Jarrett Stidham's ready to beat out Cam Newton. That's just me, you know. And I like Jarrett Stidham a lot, but I think you're talking about a unique player here. You're talking about the MVP of the league. 15-1 took a team. I know it was 15, but 18, he was really good. I think that's going to be hard to beat out. Plus, you're talking also about a guy who has, what, you know, for lack of a better term, it. I mean, players know he's got it. That's why the Bears couldn't sign him. Because you put him in the locker room with MVP Mitchell Trubisky, who do you think the team's going to go to? Mm-hmm. Of course they're going to go to Cam. And the general manager of the Bears doesn't want that. He believes in Trubisky, so he's got to keep, you know, he's got to keep peace in the family. And I think that's why.
Do you think that Bill was ever going to go into the season with the current quarterback room, like with Stidham and Hoyer? Because I could never saw that.
I could. I think if this didn't come up, I think he definitely would have. I think he would have made it work. Look, we're talking about a guy who won 11 games with Matt Cassel. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, like, let's hold on here. Like, I think he understands how to win games in the NFL. And like I wrote about today for The Athletic, he's not going to sit there and say, okay, we got Cam, no problem. Everybody take the week off, right? Like, the defense is going to have to play good. The special team's going to have to play good. The offensive line will need to play really well. The running back, all that. It's going to be a true team effort.
The big thing you got to worry about with Cam Newton is the injuries. Now, you talked about MVP and a unique player because of his size, his running ability. He's extremely dangerous in the red zone. On the other hand, he gets hurt because he continually runs. He's such a big guy that he bitches about it, Mike, that he's unfairly being picked on because he's one of those big guys. How do you
no
get
doubt.
The most? So what do you do about getting hurt, not run him as much? What do you do?
Well, I think you got to be really careful about when you run. Like, you got to be really careful about, there's three elements to the run, right? So there's times where, you know, you scramble and you've got to be able to avoid a contact, or somebody blitzes you and you get hit from the blind side. So you got to work on the protection, which they'll do a really good job of protecting, getting the ball out quicker. And then, you know, how many design runs do you want to utilize him in? Now, he's had one season in his career where he's carried it under 100 times. So he's going to get some carries. He's a big man. He's going to get some. And then there's going to be some just predetermined scrambles, because the one advantage you get with a guy with his movement, and he's not a running quarterback. I don't want to misjudge this at all or misevaluate what he does. He's a quarterback, but he can run, and he can run quickly. And that limits the defense from playing cover two man, from playing one foot, from doing the things that they like to do to take away the middle of the field and pack it in when they know the quarterback's not a threat.
So, Mike, what a lot of people are anticipating or curious about is, how is his personality going to play out here in New England? Now, I never met the guy before. I'm basing everything I know about him based on what I see with press conferences, Instagram, Twitter, and everything else. What do you know about his personality, and how do you think he will integrate himself into this great thing we call New England life?
Oh, I think he'll understand what the culture is, because there's a culture indoctrination that goes along with New England. You just don't walk in and say, hey, fellas, here I am. You're going to buy into the culture. You have to. And I'm sure it was talked about before he agreed to do the contract. Here's how we behave. Here's what we do. Here's the way things go within our building. And if you don't want to do it that way, then pretty much don't sign.
So, Michael, real quick, I don't want to cut you off, but do you think that they actually tell guys that? Because I always felt like it was pretty much understood how things went. Like, hey, you know, just so you know, you can't be talking like that. You can't do that here. I've never met anyone who's actually been told that. Now, I've been gone a while, but you've been there, you know, sooner than I have. But.
You were told indirectly. You were told through other players.
No.
Same thing.
No. It was just, I think, what my point is that if you come here, it's kind of understood, is my point. I don't think anyone says, don't do X, Y, and Z.
But if you do X, Y, and Z, somebody's going to correct you.
Well, somebody snatches you up, yes.
Yeah, so there is a time, and certainly every rookie, I can only speak for when I was there. Every rookie's going to understand what it means to be a Patriot, what that means. Because how can you expect people to behave if you don't educate them on what it means? That doesn't do you any good, you know? And so when you try to assume something, you know what happens. And I think that becomes a problem. So, look, I don't think he's going to have – I said this – I think you played that clip before I came on. I said this in May. I've never contended that he was going to have a problem playing here, because I think that's – he likes football. He wants to win. He wants to prove himself. He's at a crossroads of his career. He wants to prove he's been really got a huge chip on his shoulder, because let's face it, you know, he's been overlooked, you know, and these guys have jobs and he doesn't have one, which is ridiculous.
We're talking to Mike Lombardi. Mike, how does the addition of Cam Newton change your outlook of what the Patriots can be this year?
I think obviously it makes them – to me, I thought they would win over 9 games, and I said this on my show on Beeson. But I think, to me, now it gives them a conversation to be, can they beat Kansas City? And the way they have to play, can they beat Kansas City? I think that's the ultimate. Can they beat the top teams in the league?
Do you think they can with him?
I think they can. I do. I think a lot of it's going to come down to their kicker, how good he is, right? mm-hmm. you know, because he's a rookie. It's also going to come down to how good those young players are on defense, you know, and if they can add another defensive lineman or somebody in there to give him a little bit more girth, I think they can.
How much do you think Belichick and Josh McDaniels changed this offense? You talked about what Cam Newton's ability is. Stidham can also run a little bit, extend plays, more RPO, things like that. Is that the trend, and is that where Bill wants to go?
Well, I think the one thing, and you everybody knows who's been a Patriot fan that listens to your station knows, the Patriots adapt to the talent. I mean, the Corey Dillon offense doesn't look anything like this offense, right?
Right.
And so there's going to be things that Cam does really well, and there's going to be things that the game needs that is done in the game. I think you'll see a lot of different things in the red zone. Because last year, the Patriots, for all their problems offensively, for lack of receivers and all that, they were 15th in the red zone in score, and they just couldn't get the ball in the end zone. Their short yardage was not very good. Remember the Tennessee game. So I think those two areas, he really enhances their play and gives them another dimension, which I think will be really good.
So, Mike, what do you think about the fines that were levied against the Patriots for, I guess we're calling it Spygate 2.0?
Yeah.
Million-dollar fine, third-round pick.
I get it if it was something that had to do with the football program, but I think this was all part of their production team, right?
Yeah.
It's, to me, it seems like, wow, that's an awful lot to – but, you know, I don't know how the league makes rules. I mean, one team gets fined a ton, and then another team pumps music in, and they get slapped on the wrist. So I don't know how that court of appeal is judged on Park Avenue. I would not
know. You think
it was
excessive?
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Of course.
So the million-dollar fine made sense, and shutting down the TV crew from games this year made sense. But the third-round draft pick, how much do you think that was just their history? This is the Patriots again. Here we go. Because it wasn't a football-related incident.
I think it's more to make the other 31 owners happy. You know, I mean, I think that's what it, you know, you got to do something, you know, of course. But, you know, the other teams, you know, do something and they get slapped on the wrist. I can't explain it. I can't explain the Deflategate. I mean, still nobody's proven that there's anything that they did anything. We did anything in that. So I don't know. You know, the league makes their own rules as they go along. I think that's fairly obvious.
Mike, last one for me. Are you confident that we're going to see a football season this year?
I am. I am confident. I think what we're going to see is I think the training camp, when they say we're going to start camp on time, I do think everybody's going to go back on their scheduled dates. And I think they're going to get quarantined. And then that 2 weeks is going to allow teams to test and do whatever they do. And then everybody will start on time. I think the coaches, they're going to be very small staffs. Coaches, maybe a personnel guy or two will be around. Everybody will stay at a hotel. I think you'll have two preseason games at the most, right? I think you'll have two of those. And then I think you're going to have a week off or 10 days before the start of the season in case anybody gets the virus to then start the season where everybody's at least on hold. And I think it's going to be challenging, I do, because I think you've got a real issue here. Players are being told it's okay to play and practice and be on the field, but then when we come off the field, we have to now social distance. Like, I'm confused with that. I don't understand that, right? Yeah. If it's all good, why can't we all just hang out together? You know, and I don't know about you guys, but during quarantine, you hang around certain people that you saw. You didn't really social distance from them because you've been quarantined with them. And I think that's the same thing with NFL players are wondering.
I got 15 seconds, but I need to ask you a Brady question. Fourier thinks Brady is much different in the way he's positioning everything. You saw him this last week defy DeMora Smith and everybody from PA. You see a different Tom Brady?
I do. I mean, it's obvious. Look at Instagram and Twitter. It's a way different Tom Brady.
It's always great talking to you, Mike. Have a great 4th
Thanks,
of July.
Guys.
We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
It's our buddy Mike Lombardi on the Harbor One Hotline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!